the Consumer Protection Code 2012, you said, is central to the conduct of business mandate. We know that firms must fully disclose all relevant information, including charges, in a way that seek to inform their customers, and we know that they have to act fairly in the interests of the customers. I give you an example of Ray, who has had his renewal premium of $1,420, and the same company offered it at $680 online. And I give you the example of Alex from Waterford, who was charged $871, the same company online $400. How, and under God, could we argue that those companies are in compliance with the Consumer Protection Code, our laws of this state of 2012, in relation to acting fairly, because there was no disclosure that they're operating dual pricing? It's not about what is the best price we can offer you, it is how much can we get away from charging you. So how could they be in compliance with the Consumer Protection Code in relation to their requirement to act fairly with their customers when we see two different prices for the exact same risk profile from the exact same company?
Precisely because dual pricing is something that, and differential pricing is something that we feel is a priority, we are doing the work on it. The examples raise the issue, and we are doing a huge piece of work across motor and home insurance precisely to get a lot of information about this. But I can't be conclusive in an answer without looking at this, which is precisely why we're going to do this very detailed and comprehensive piece of work.